Welcome to Firstline. My name is Aubrey Ann Jackson, and I am a PGY1 psychiatry resident physician. In this podcast, we discuss whole person health and wellness through an osteopathic lens, holistically addressing the body, mind, and spirit. We also discuss topics important to medical trainees, including pre-med students, medical students, and residents. Thanks for joining me. By popular demand, here is another episode of interview questions that I encountered while interviewing for residency last year in the March 2023 cycle. This is the third episode of talking about different interview questions that have come up and my advice for how to approach these questions. So another question that I often got asked during residency interviews was, who is your biggest inspiration? And for this question, you could go many different ways. You can say someone that is a public figure that you look up to, maybe someone historically that you look up to, or you can choose someone more personal, like a mentor, a faculty member, an attending, or more in your personal life, like a family member or a friend. And I think with this one, it's probably best to go with someone that you know personally. So whether that is in the context of medical school and of your education, or if that is more from your personal life with a family member or a friend, I think this comes across as better instead of looking up to someone that is famous or someone that is well known but not personally known to you. Because then if you choose someone that you've actually had conversations with, then you're able to focus more on more of the soft qualities and speak more to the person's authenticity and why you look up to them on more of a personal level than someone that is famous, where you would focus more on objective qualities like their success. So I think it comes across best if you're able to choose someone who has inspired you in the medical field, like a mentor or an attending. I think that comes across very well. And to focus less on their position or their success in their field and more about how they approach patient care or how they're able to balance their personal obligations and professional obligations, things like that. This question also does well if you choose a family member, because everyone would like an applicant who says that their biggest inspiration is their mother. But you want to have a good answer for this of more than, oh, because she's my mom, she inspires me. So choose some kind of quality that your mom has or whatever family member you choose and focus on that. So maybe it's their patience, maybe it's their positive attitude despite challenges. And when you choose a characteristic, try to apply it to your life in your explanation. So say this person inspires me because XYZ, and they inspired me to do this other thing, or they influenced me to prioritize different values and to work towards that. Try to apply it to your own life. Another question I would often get is about how you deal with stress. So you could be asked more specifically how you deal with stress in the moment when you're in a stressful situation. And then this question could also be asked about how you unwind after a stressful day and how you recharge. So when the question is asked very generically, you can choose which one you want to focus on, and maybe you want to address a little bit of both. That was usually my approach, that I would just answer both questions. But when you're talking about how to deal with stress in the moment, you can focus on I think it works to really focus on taking a step back, analyzing the situation, putting yourself in the shoes of other people, and to establish clear communication if there's a misunderstanding or a miscommunication, to bring all parties together and address it in a calm manner. I think you can say that you like to take deep breaths when you're stressed out, and that can calm you down in the moment. Or you can take a step back, excusing yourself from the situation and then taking a step out. So if there is a stressful situation and you're able to excuse yourself, then, you know, leave the room. So with this question, it helps to think of a very specific situation of dealing with stress that you can describe a stressful situation, how you reacted to it, and the outcome of that, saying that you were able to deal with the stress and then it actually improved the situation. If you can't think of a specific circumstance that this happened, then you can speak more in generic terms, like I mentioned. And then when talking about dealing with stress after a stressful day, this is when you can talk a little bit about your hobbies and how you recharge, and you can speak a lot about who you are as a person outside of medicine. I think it's good to focus on two different things here. One is a social aspect. So programs want to know that you are a people person and that you get along well with others and that you thrive in a social setting. Even if you are more of an introvert, they still want to hear that you're a very interpersonal person. So the first thing that I would advise you to touch on when talking about how you deal with stress after a stressful day is something social. So whether this is spending time with your family, spending time with friends, maybe calling a friend, speaking with your significant other, texting your mom, something like that, shows that, you know, you're not a loner, and it indicates that you're going to do well as a team because you use social aspects to recharge. And again, if you are more of an introvert, this doesn't mean that you have to talk about how you love to surround yourself with a bunch of people to recharge, because obviously that's not true to you. But think about what you like to do on maybe a one-to-one basis, with catching up with just one person at a time. I'm sure you can speak to that improving your stress levels. Then the second thing I would touch on with answering this question is some kind of physical outlet. So doing something physically is, for the vast majority of people, is a very stress-relieving thing. And whoever is asking this question is going to kind of expect this kind of answer, some way of sublimating as a coping strategy. So channeling your stress into something. So a lot of times this is very physical, like playing a sport, exercising, running. But when I say physical, it also can mean channeling it into painting or drawing, something more artistic. Playing video games could be an example of this. So something that you are doing in order to relieve stress is good to touch on in this question. So try to think of, again, one, something social, and two, something physically that you sublimate with. Another question, this is one that I am really glad I read that this was a question that gets asked so that I could prepare to answer this question. It was, what book are you reading right now? Or what book have you most recently read? So for this, it's really hard for medical students to find time to read books, but hopefully as a fourth year med student or a recently graduated med student, that you have some downtime so that you can have a book in mind to speak about. If you really do not have time to read, try to remind yourself of the plot of a fiction book or the concept of a nonfiction book so that you can talk about something here, because it's going to be a red flag if you're like, oh, I don't read, or I can't think of anything that I've recently read, or I'm not reading anything right now. So it's a good idea if you do have time before your next interview to start reading a book and choose one that would be interesting to speak about. So maybe it's something that you can use to speak about a certain aspect of your personality, or you can show a different side of yourself or a different interest. So for me, in psychiatry, I think it looked pretty good to choose more of a fiction book and one that you could kind of analyze some of the characters when asked about follow-up questions. And I don't think it comes across well to talk about a book that is directly related to your specialty, because then you're just talking more about why you're interested in your specialty, and it doesn't really add anything, because this question is meant to draw from a different side of you that is not directly related to medicine. So I know a lot of people that were applying to psychiatry would read psychiatrically related nonfiction books, but then they look pretty one-dimensional. The interviewer already knows that they're interested in psychiatry, and they've probably already asked them why they're interested in psychiatry. So this question doesn't really reveal anything more about the applicant. So that's why I like to choose fiction books. But if you have an interest in something academic that's outside of medicine, like maybe economics or history, then that might be a good book to talk about, just to kind of speak about different interests that you have. But you can really never go wrong with fiction. And then speaking about, you know, your favorite character from the book or something along those lines. So make sure the book that you read is something that's going to start a conversation. So if you really are reading a book and you answer this truthfully, but the book is something that isn't going to add anything, then maybe choose a different book that you aren't necessarily currently reading, but one that you've read somewhat recently and you can talk more about, and it's more of a conversation starter. So just think about why this question is being asked before you think of an answer for this. Another interesting question that I did get several times was, what would you be if you weren't going to become a doctor? And so for this one, I think a lot of people answer this talking about some other healthcare related career, like maybe they'll say physical therapy, maybe they'll say a pharmacist or a nurse, and I think those are non-answers. So this question is really getting at, can you tell me something about yourself outside of medicine that is something you're interested in, and in a different parallel universe you would be something else? Like, for this question, I would think about, when you were a kid, what did you want to be? And if it's a doctor, then obviously that's not going to help, but a lot of us have wanted to be different things at different points in time, and I think that makes the most interesting answer for this. So in my application, I state several times my interest in musical theater. So when I was answering this question, I made sure to say that I would be an actress on Broadway. So this question isn't meant to be something necessarily realistic. It's just saying, like, if you weren't going to be a doctor, like, what would you wish you would be? So you don't need to say something like, oh, well, my dad has a business, so I guess I would just work at his business. That's kind of boring. So have fun with this question. Think about, if you could be anything else, what would it be? And a lot of times, this will be whatever our childhood fantasy was. And then you can talk about more about your interests outside of medicine. And that's really why this question is being asked, to get more about your personality and your other interests. No one's going to be offended that you don't choose some other healthcare related field. And then there's this last group of questions that can be asked several different ways, but it's basically getting at, what do you perceive being a challenge in residency? Can also be asked, what are you worried about most in residency? And this can be about residency in general, going through the training, or it can be concerns about your particular specialty. So you want to think of an answer for this question. Obviously, you don't want something to be a red flag, like anything related to direct patient care or making decisions as a physician, because those are things you can't get around, obviously. But some ideas with what you can talk about. One, you can talk about taking the emotional load home with you. Perhaps you have a lot of empathy towards your patients and you're worried that that's going to affect your home life and you're going to be thinking about your patients even after taking care of them or after hours. So a challenge for that, part of this question, you also want to talk about how you're going to work on this challenge and help to reduce the challenge. So for this one, you can talk about setting boundaries and, you know, not checking a patient's chart after you're home and done your shift, things like that. One thing that you can talk about is safety, and you can do this for any specialty, but I especially think that it was pretty applicable to psychiatry. So, especially in the day and age of social media and information at our fingertips, doctors can worry about their patients finding out personal information about them, stalking, and then in psychiatry in particular, you can be worried about the acutely sick patients that may require chemical or physical restraints, and they may have acute agitation. So for this, you can talk about meeting the challenge by keeping your personal information private and doing de-escalation training, things like that. If you're asked this question about your specific specialty, you can talk about the different stigmas associated with your specialty. Like, for example, in psychiatry, it could be how psychiatry is, that mental health isn't taken as seriously as physical health, even though that's rapidly changing. With family medicine, you can talk about how the public view is that you're just a physician to hand out referrals to specialist doctors. You can talk about how in your surgical specialty that there's a stigma that you don't have a good bedside manner, things like that. You can also, I think it works okay if you're able to specifically state a portion of the patient population that you struggle most with. Like in psychiatry, it might be the malingering patient, and trying to differentiate between someone with a real mental health issue and someone who is malingering for a place to stay or to get out of their home situation. And I think for every specialty, there's going to be a patient population that is particularly challenging, so it's okay to bring up that patient population and speak about why they're challenging for you and how you're going to try to alleviate that worry or that challenge that you're going to face. So I think for all of these, no matter what you choose, focus on the self-care piece and the continuing education piece, and you'll be able to answer this question adequately. So that's all for this week, and that rounds up all of the questions that I had thought of from the interview trail. So now there are 3 entire episodes on this. I was planning only to have 2, but this one is kind of a bonus episode for the additional questions that I didn't have time for. So this episode's a little bit on the shorter side, but I was glad that I was able to talk about these questions as well. So if you're applying to residency and interviewing this year, best of luck. I am now providing personalized assistance specifically to medical students. I can help with editing your CV for away rotations or other opportunities. I can aid in revisions for your personal statement, and I can help edit your ERAS application. I will catch your grammar and style mistakes and also provide feedback on content revision so you can craft documents that make you more competitive. There are so many expensive services out there that charge hundreds to thousands of dollars on reviews, which is why I'm offering a much more affordable service with different price packages based on your needs. While many services out there are led by staff members who are years to decades removed from their experience as medical students, I'm uniquely positioned to help you as someone who has been through this process recently and as someone with professional writing and editing experience. Use the link in this episode description to learn more about the services I offer for individualized help. View the show notes for additional information about this episode and access the link to First Line's website. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to First Line on your favorite podcast app to hear a new episode every Monday. Thanks for listening.